أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد درجة ما شاء الله، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us in order to sit down and discuss His words, the words of revelation, al-wahyu al-ilahi, the Holy Quran. We have started on Surah Yusuf, on the chapter of Yusuf. Chapter Yusuf is one of the most beautiful chapters. The whole Holy Quran is beautiful, and this is one of them. And however, usually during the holy month of Ramadan, people will concentrate on a chapter Al-Yusuf, Surah Al-Yusuf, because it is a full story. It is not a story that parts of it are written in so many different places. It is written in one chapter, and it is like the rest of the films. It has a happy ending. And not only that it has a happy ending, but it has many, 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 many great, great advices that a person can take from this beautiful chapters. We finished, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام راء، تلك آيات الكتاب المبين، إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. We finished up to here, and inshallah ta'ala, with Allah's blessings, we will continue. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وَإِن كُنْتَ مِن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we are going to relate to you the best stories. Now why this is a best story? Because it is not a waste of time. Many films, many stories that we hear or we watch, unfortunately, it is a waste of time. It is a fiction. It is a form of imagination. Somebody sat down, imagined something, and he put it in a story or he put it in a film so people can sit down and watch and just feel good, and maybe, you know, 2-3 hours go to waste. Unfortunately, this is not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Holy Quran. Even when we hear something, we have to get the benefits out of it. Brothers and sisters, the purpose of this life, a question that someone may ask you, what is the purpose of this life? Is the purpose of this life to sit down and watch TV and feel good, let's say, and waste the time for vain things, for nothing? No. Then what is the purpose of this time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in this Holy Quran. He said the purpose of this world is this: وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Yes, the ultimate goal of ibadah is nothing but joy and happiness and the everlasting giving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is paradise. But you got to work for it. The purpose of this life, is ibadah. Ibadah is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we will tell you أحسن القصص. What is the meaning of قصة? In Arabic, you know, what does قصة means? نحن نقص. عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Qassa is originated from the word qassa yaqussu, something that is being cut. So what is then the relationship of telling a story to qassa? Telling a story is this, that when you would like to relay a certain story to someone, you go ahead and you cut a certain portion of one's life and you present it. Matter of fact, all the story that way, whether the story that you watch on TV or someone sits down in front of you, tells you a story, he wouldn't tell you every little detail. What he does is you see the person is walking, is eating, but you will not see many, many other issues. So it has been set for that portion. However, a question that may come to a person, we have many, many beautiful names for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, well, we will relay a story to you. Does this mean that we could call Allah, the creator of this universe, Haki al-Qisas? Haki al-Qisas means the one who tells a story? No. We have to pay attention to some of these minute little details. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that He is telling you a story. He's saying, نَحْنُ نَقُصُ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. I will tell you the best stories. But that does not mean that Allah's job is to say, yes, Allah is Sami'a, Allah is Alim, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Wadood. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not Haki al-Qasas, you know, as they say. So we have to pay attention to some of these issues, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it and doing it. Now, why this is أحسن القصص? Why it is the best stories? We have many, many factors. But time does not allow us. So what I'm doing is trying to make it as short as possible, inshallah ta'ala. However, أحسن القصص, because number one, this is a true story. It is not a fiction. It is not an imagination that somebody put down. It's not someone sat down and he made the pages black with some imaginative issue that doesn't even exist, a romance of some sort, for instance. No, this is a true story that happened. And not only a true story, but also purity, cleanliness, chastity is springing out of it, and the end is a happy ending. Happy ending to all of them. In this story, you will see many people that plays the role, although the maybe the main hero in it is Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our prophet's progeny and him. But also we have other people. What about the father of Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him? What about the brothers of Yusuf? What about Zulaykha, the wife of Pharaoh? What about the Pharaoh? What about Egypt? Many, many factors, but the end is beautiful. So it is أحسن القصص. Now, why it is أحسن القصص? بما أوحينا إليك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this to you in the Holy Quran. This story, although it's been written other places, but this is the true story. It is not vulgar, it is not bad, it is true and it is right. Other places, there is a lot of additions to it. وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَبِنًا لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Previous to this one, you did not know this story as such. Maybe you knew a certain portion of whatever happened, but in this detail, in this beauty, with this eloquence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown, no, you only see it in the Holy Quran. And you were in heedlessness. You were not in heed. You were not in knowledge. Now, what is heed? May Allah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us time. We discuss awareness and heed, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe. Now, I may not promise, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me time and success, and the patronage from his blessings, we discuss. These are important. We should be aware in our life for our deeds and for our doings. If we became heedless, God forbid, we may lose our life, this world, and the hereafter. In لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. One of the reasons that the person may go to the hellfire is that heedlessness. So we should be among the ones who are aware, inshallah ta'ala. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly goes into the story. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفَ لِأَبِيهِ. One day, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, as young as he was. Now, they say that he was somewhere between 7 to 9 years old. He went to his father. He said, Ya Abati. Who is his father? Ya Abati, O father. His father is Jacob. Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Pure, the son of pure, the son of pure. Purity is coming out of these people, this family. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لَأَبِيهِ. He went, he said, O father, يَا أَبَتِي, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. O father, I'm going to hold you to the word I, and I will explain that. He said, I have seen. Where I have seen. And with this eye, with this world, no, I have seen in my dream. So a dream is also a part of seeing. But what kind of seeing? With what kind of an eye? When a person is asleep, his eyes are closed. Now, if you remember, at the last session, we said that there is another eye that the heart has. There is another ear that the heart has. There is another senses that the heart has. We should dig in to let them come out. Anyway, it said, he said, I have seen 11 planets and the sun and the moon. I have seen them bowing down for me in prostration. رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. Now, if you notice, here, the word ra'aytu, ra'a, has been repeated twice. Now, first of all, he said inni. He was young. As soon as this great prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, Prophet Yusuf, he said inni, surely I. Now, mind you, a point that I have to bring it out. His father, he looked at his son, he said, my dear beloved son, why did you say inni? In God's kingdom, there is nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why? You are a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should not say I. There is nothing that is I. There is no identity except the identity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I say, Allah is the only jawhar, the only true identity. The rest of us are attachments. His existence, now philosophically speaking, his existence is said wajibul wujud. His existence is a must. Our existence, no matter what or who it is mumkin al wujud. Mumkin al wujud is possible. It's possible for us to live. It's possible for us to die. It's possible for us to go into the world of non-existence. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brings us. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who takes us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into this world as a blessing. So we should be thankful, but also we should always be aware of the existence of Allah, that his existence is true and ours is relative. Ours is positive. However, he said, Ra'aytu, I have seen. What did he see? First, he saw 11 planets, and then he saw a moon and a sun, and 11 planets and a moon and the sun, or the sun and the moon. Then again he said, Ra'aytuhum, It is a repetition. Why he said Ra'aytu and Ra'aytuhum li sajidi. Now, the beauty of this is this. The first one he said, Inni Ra'aytu. He said, I've seen. What did I see? I saw 11 planets and the sun and the moon. Okay, he saw that. Then there is another vision. That's why the word repeat, the word Ra'aytu has been repeated. Ra'aytuhum. Then he said again, Ra'aytu, as a relation to a different types of vision. How can a sun prostrate? Have you ever thought about it? So that is another version. What did he see that he took out of it that the sun was prostrating? The sun is a planet. This prostration is a different vision, is a different scenery that he saw. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the word Ra'aytu repeated twice. He said, Inni Ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaban wa shamsa wal qamara ra'aytuhum li sajidin. Beautifully is said. He saw them in the horizon. He saw them in the sky. He saw them in a bowing motion. His father, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, son, this is a story that has many pieces, like a jigsaw puzzle, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put it together, which means the end is beautiful, inshallah ta'ala. What happened? What is this story? Who are these planets and the sun and the moon? Inshallah, in the next sessions, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to His book. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.